You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, February 12th, 2019, week 278. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike
Stesko. And this is Destiny Pizza. It's time for the leftovers. Movie news. World War Z 2 is dead. It's not coming back.
Really? But they're dead in World War Z, so that means it's alive, because they're zombies.
Yeah, but this is like a dead, not undead.
Oh, not undead. But I thought undead was like a vampire. A zombie is actually dead.
They're like the living dead. Like the Night of the Living Dead.
That's a vampire?
No, it's zombies.
Zombies are living dead.
Or the undead.
Or the undead.
Like the walking dead.
But a vampire is also dead. Is a vampire dead? Vampires aren't dead.
No, they don't die.
They don't die, yeah. They get bit and they get transformed.
Yeah.
But they don't die. Okay.
Like Mobius. What is his name? Mobius, the living vampire. Yeah, the
living vampire. But I thought he was unique in that aspect.
No, I think it's because they had to specify because it was comics code.
They couldn't be.
Comic code didn't allow for like reanimated dead.
Oh, okay. So you couldn't, zombies couldn't exist.
Not in the code.
Not in the, but are.
Not pre-code. Or
but
not
could
post-code.
You say, do zombies always die and then come back? Or can you be transformed into a zombie immediately? Or you always have to die, I guess.
Like you die and then turn into a zombie?
Yeah. I don't think you go to zombie state. I think you
like
die.
Not immediately.
Yeah, I think you get killed by it and then become
going one. Into the zombie state requires death.
Death, exactly. Otherwise, you won't become a zombie until you die.
But turning into a zombie will kill you.
Yes. If you get bit by a zombie, the bite
you're
gonna kills
die.
You get you're gonna die
and then turn into a zombie.
Become a zombie.
I thought we got that out of the way. This movie is dead.
Dead, okay. Just trying to, the definition of dead is very, especially when you're talking about
zombies.
Zombies. Very.
I knew it was going to happen, which is why I wrote just dead there.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I'm not surprised.
I know, it's been so long. I feel like they would have made it if they were going to make it.
Yeah.
And I thought that movie didn't do that well, did it? Did it?
I think it had like a cult like following afterwards. People were like, this is the zombie movie to watch.
Guess.
Brad Pitt? I think Brian's a big fan of this movie.
Oh. I haven't seen it, so I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I remember there being a big deal about it, and then there not being as big a deal about it after it came out.
Exactly.
That's all I remember. So I could be misinformed.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Jumanji 3 news? They answered the question I had a few weeks ago. They are indeed bringing back Nick Jonas.
Okay. I think they're bringing back all the kids, too.
That's crazy. What a. they bring back the old kid,
everybody.
Too?
I don't know, because he.
Oh, wait, they have to.
I guess someone could be those avatars. Someone else.
Not Nick Jonas's character.
Yeah, someone could. Those are just avatars in the Jumanji.
But
world.
Isn't Nick Jonas's character the kid who they saved?
Yeah, yes, but they're avatars.
Yeah.
Like another kid could jump into the body of them.
But that's not how video games work, Mike.
Sure it is. If you are you when you're playing Street Fighter and I'm Ryu, are and you're playing Street Fighter,
like,
you become Ryu.
When they played this game, there's only four playable characters.
Yes. Yeah. What is their explanation of that? I don't remember
exactly.
But there's like magic in there because it became a video game. Wait, what is the story? It became a game.
It became a game.
Oh, he got lost and then it went to the school. I gotta watch that movie again.
Okay,
I forgot the beginning.
It was
beginning,
a board game.
Yeah.
The dad finds
Nick Jonas is his character. Is the one who finds the board game.
I think his dad found the board game.
Okay.
Does he play it as a board game?
I don't. He must not. He must play it as a video game.
And then.
Because I don't remember if it transforms in the school.
No, I don't think so.
They're the first ones to play it as a video game, or they transform in the home and then it got put in the school.
And that was my other problem with that is like, who plays an old video game that has four players?
I know.
Who's ever played that game?
It's still not up to date. It still needs to be a period piece. It still should be set in like
the 90s.
The 90s, even though that's when the first Jumanji came out. It should still be set there.
Yeah.
Because it didn't make much sense. It's like, you need to be like an updated version. You need to be like on an Xbox.
Yeah. Or a Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Or Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Those are like, or I guess PlayStation had the multi-tap. Where you could you plug it in and you could plug in four people.
Yeah.
So it requires one of those devices. I don't think
Yeah.
I don't remember Nintendo having that.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. Anyways. Yeah. He's back.
So, yeah, everyone's back. So
I guess they will bring back that dude. It was Colin Hanks, right?
Oh, yeah, it was Colin Hanks, yeah. So I assume they bring back everybody.
Yeah.
And they just go on an adventure again or something.
That was weird. But he
like, I
kind of
think
up.
You have to, because you're like, oh, they have to be the same character. They're not going to be the same character if a different kid pops into them. So
does Awkwafina and Danny DeVito, are they adventurers or are they?
I assume they're NPCs.
They're in the Jumanji world.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
Okay.
I assume everybody is except the five.
Those five.
Five characters, yeah.
Weird.
But can they like become different, or do they have to go their same avatar? I guess they do.
Yeah, I guess they're kind of connected.
For the story to make
Would you sense. Change, though? If you went through this weird event in your life.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you're going to do it again. Are you going to be like, oh, I was Jack Black?
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird if you went different.
Yeah.
I think they want to be.
It would cause quite a ruckus.
Yeah.
It causes enough of a ruckus in your daily life when someone chooses like your character in Mario Kart.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You get attached to that character.
Yeah.
So you always want to be him.
Which is why that. Those events lead you to choose your character.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you're like, well, my sister is always this person. Mm-hmm. Even if you're playing in groups that don't play with each other.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, oh, I choose like Larry or Spike, like one of the Bowser juniors. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, no one chooses those kids.
Yeah. Well, that was the problem with like the original Mario Kart is a lot of people would want to be like Yoshi. Like, oh no, I'm Yoshi.
Which is when Waluigi came out, and I'm like, I'm always Waluigi.
Yeah.
So.
But like Smash Brothers, too. I'm like, I'm always Kirby.
But that's okay, because they have like the four colors.
That's true. Yeah, they let you do it. Where in the old school, they didn't let you do it.
Yeah.
Kingsman prequel news. Aaron Taylor Johnson has joined this cast.
Wow, I hope he's fast.
We're not going to see that coming.
Yeah.
I assume everyone just, like, dies in this movie. Are we going to get, like, young? Like, is somebody going to play, like, young Michael Caine? Or is that too far? It's too far back.
Yeah, this is the beginning of Kingsman, right?
Okay. I wonder if we'll get any, like, ancestors.
I wonder if this is going to be, like, Victorian times.
Yeah. I think we might get World War I times or something.
Yeah, probably.
Something like that.
That makes no sense. You'd think the Kingsman would be around for, like, ever.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more ancient than that. Like, yeah, like, Victorian sounds like.
Like, the time. The Statesman.
Yeah.
What side were they on during Civil War?
Hard to tell. I almost don't want that question answered.
They're like, we were spies for the North in the South.
That's what they'd have to do, I think.
They should do a movie about when they were on the wrong side of
history. But like, if they're saying the king, was the Statesman older than the Kingsman? Because
no.
They're like, when did they exchange their like whiskey and suits or whatever? Because that's their.
That's another movie I need to rewatch, but I probably won't.
Yeah, the second one, The Golden Circle.
Yeah, it was all right. One. I didn't think.
The first one's a lot better.
Yeah.
The first one's really good.
The second one, you're not missing much, I don't think.
That's why it's annoying to go to the third, like, spoilers. Like, the second one, they just destroy. I guess that's why they have to do a prequel, because they're like.
No, because they are doing a third one, too, though.
They are.
Which is weird, because I'm like, how greedy of a person is Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Because he's like, I want Gambit. I'm doing this, like, make Magic Mike 17.
Mm.
Make all these movies that I'm going to be in.
Yeah. He hasn't done a movie in a little while, has he?
He probably has, though. We just didn't watch. He's been so preoccupied with Gambit.
Well, I know he was doing, yeah. I'm just, a big, like, a blockbuster movie in a while.
That's he was definitely. In G.I. Joe for a while.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's not one of the voices of a Transformer or something. Oh, he was in, he's a voice of Superman in Lego Movie, too.
Oh, was he? I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. But he wasn't in the first one? Well, the Phil Lord, Chris Miller, 21 Jump Street.
There you go.
Jonah Hill's Green Lantern.
That makes sense now.
But he wasn't the first one, though.
Probably not.
I wonder who was Superman in the first one.
Probably Henry Cavill.
I don't think so.
And they're like, well, screw it. He's like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. It was not because Superman did have a role in the first movie.
Which is weird because Jason Momoa and Gal Gadot were characters.
But apparently Gal Gadot wasn't. That's, yeah, but Jason Momoa was, I'm pretty sure.
He was.
But I'm pretty sure it said she was, and then now that it came out, it's like she wasn't.
Because so. to be fair, there were three Wonder Woman.
Correct.
So, she could have been in one of them.
But what I read was like, oh, she wasn't actually, but it was reported that she was. Let's see.
Kobe Smulders.
That's in like the animated.
Emmett Mitchell. No, this is Lego Movie 2.
Okay. Oh, cool. Because she did it in the animated movies too.
Yeah.
Kobe Smulders. But see, yeah, Gal Gadot wasn't in it because it was reported back in June that she was.
And then Margot Rubin. And then, who the hell is this person? I don't know. She's also the voice of Harley Quinn, and I thought it was Margot Robbie. I just saw Margot, and I was like, I'm sold.
I think the only live action is Jason Momoa.
No, Bruce Willis was himself.
True.
Gary Payne and Cheryl Swoops.
I'm talking about, like, characters.
Who's Balthazar? Noel Fielding, my favorite.
I don't know.
Who's him? Anyways. Do you see they did a Hot Ones for Lego
Movie
2?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. With Tiffany Haddish's character.
Yeah. Where were we?
We were at
Terminator Dark Fate. Working title for Terminator 6 has been revealed.
I hope that's not the real title. Because it sounds dumb.
Yeah, it's just a working title, so I'm sure they'll change it.
I'm sure that's not the real title.
They'll probably call it Terminator Skynet Revenge.
Wait, was Terminator the Terminator, or was it Terminator? The first Terminator.
It was just Terminator.
I think let's call it the Terminator. Do the Batman thing.
Do the Batman, do the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, just, I think the does really works.
And then TV news. Did I write this, or did you write this?
You wrote this, I believe.
Fuller House has been canceled after season 5.
Wow.
Very impressive.
That's a long run. For everyone thought that show was like just a joke, which I thought.
Yeah.
It lasted 5. Man, how long did Full House last? Like, I can't imagine that
probably
was 7 to 9.
Probably long because the Olsen.
But that, like, that's really 5 is, that's pretty impressive, I think.
Let's see. Full House, 8 seasons.
8 seasons.
So more than half.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah, but I'm surprised you're even calling it a canceling at that point. I feel like that's like a...
Well, I think it's ending after 5 seasons. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. I'm sure they all would have done more is probably the answer.
I just couldn't suffer through this.
The show?
Whoa!
What?
Oh, Jeff Franklin. Doesn't say anything here, but yeah. Why the Last Man gets a series order at FX.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, the show's finally got some legs.
Yeah.
And then Walking Dead has been... Did you write that one?
I didn't write this one.
Wow. Renewed for season 10.
I wrote the last one.
I don't remember writing any of these things. That's why. Has been renewed for season 10.
Ooh.
Somehow.
It feels like it's been over 10. Like, it's only been 10 seasons. I feel like it's been 20 seasons.
Yeah, because I remember someone wrote, like, somehow got renewed for season 10 because everyone's saying it's horrible now.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you.
Stop watching.
That was my question.
I was out at, end of last season. And then I heard Rick was dying, and I'm like...
Yeah, he left.
It was kind of after they killed, like, Chandler Riggs. It's like, or, like, the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was like... Well, it was kind of after they killed, like, Glenn, and then I kept watching. And then they're just like, oh, now they're just killing everybody.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh...
Well, I don't want to be that guy, but Danai Gurria, who plays Michonne, she's leaving.
Yeah, another reason.
So she's probably going to die, too.
It's like they... All the good... I mean, Daryl's still there, I guess, but it's like, it's not that interesting.
Yeah. You're like, I get it, Daryl.
Yeah.
You're cool. You're badass.
You're cool, but you can't, like, the main character can't
But
just
your
be
character
Yeah, your character is like
just not developed.
He kind of just is like, I'm cool, I'm Daryl, I shoot people with bow and arrow. Or not bow and arrow, but crossbow. But like
he still has it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's impressive.
I don't know if this lasted, but
because that means that crossbow's lasted over 10 years almost.
Yeah. That's pretty old. He must get upgrades.
It's very reliable.
Yeah, I think he gets upgrades. I don't think it's the same one.
That's weird then.
Maybe though.
Because then I'm like, choose a different weapon.
True.
Get an axe or something.
Yeah. Gotta change things up.
Yeah. But yeah.
And then Simpsons news. They're getting renewed for 2 more seasons.
You think these have to be the last two, right?
This is 31, 32.
That's great.
I know.
These have to be the last two.
I don't know.
Like, I think...
Because the rumors was that once Disney acquired them, they might get canceled completely.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like...
Maybe this renewal is because... I don't know. Because like, who watches it? I still don't know. Will we ever get an answer to that question? I don't think so. But somebody's got
to
be watching.
I was talking to someone and they're like, I'm very excited for Treehouse of Horrors.
I could see somebody checking into that. I don't see someone constantly week to week Simpsons
person. Like if I'm like, hey, you want to hang out Sunday night? And they're like, sorry, I can't. Watching The Simpsons.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem like it exists.
No. But I asked that question about a person watching any show. That's besides like Game of Thrones, Walking Dead.
That's true.
Like who's still watching Mom?
Yeah, I guess that's a lot of network shows. You're yeah. Like, there's only like select network shows.
I forgot what show I saw. You're
like who's watching these? Someone is.
Oh, there was like a Sunday Flight or something, or Friday Night Flight.
Yeah.
And it's a show that I found out existed.
Huh.
And it's about like a poorly run airplane cabin crew on the Friday night flight from LAX to Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's every episode is that flight.
Real quick.
And I'm like, what channel is the show on? Like, is this an American show? When I saw it, I was like,
yeah, this can't be real.
And it's a new show on Fox.
Wow.
I think it's called that like Friday Flight or... Is it about that stripper flight?
Is there a stripper flight?
There's a rumor that there's a stripper flight from. Did I hallucinate this show?
It does not exist. It's probably called something else. But I kind of know, I haven't seen like a preview or anything, but I kind of remember talking about some show that exists.
That's LA to Vegas.
Yeah.
Jackpot Airlines is a budget carrier whose junket flight from Los Angeles to Las Vegas and back is filled with dreamers hoping to finally make it on a big score. Long-suffering flight attendant Ronnie holds things together in the cabin, managing the revolving doors of bachelor parties and 21st birthdays, and developing a location-based relationship with Colin, an economics professor who is a frequent passenger on her flights. Theirs isn't the only relationship fostered by proximity tonight, or together with the rest of the crew and regulars. They are planned part of an unconventional family from Friday to Sunday, whether they like it or not. Executive producers Adam McKay, Will Ferrell, and other people, but you gonna watch the trailer?
Yeah, kind of. This doesn't exist. Like, people go on flights and they're like, oh, we're like a family.
I don't think
this is just like another one of those weird premise.
Well, I don't think the flight either also exists where they're like, yeah, you get there on Friday.
Yeah.
Don't fly back. Stay there the weekend. On Sunday, you fly back.
Yeah. I don't think that's it.
how that lasts. That's a premise.
That's what's episode 100 like.
I know. It's like they're on a plane again. Oh my gosh.
Episode 100, the plane crashes.
They go to
in the middle of the desert. In the middle of the desert. Yeah, episode 100, there's a hijacker on the plane. Takes it down to Mexico.
We totally reinvented the show.
Yeah. It's like Pan Am when that came out. I was like, what's episode 100 like? Because
I just feel like a show on the plane. I'm like, I don't want to be on a plane. If I'm like transported into that world, I don't want to be on a plane.
Well, the only way it would work is if you started the episode with the cabin doors opening and ended the show with the cabin doors closing and then like ended the show with cabin doors opening, because that flight is half an hour.
Real time.
So if you did it in real time,
it's kind of cool.
It'd be like a great premise, but for whatever they're doing, I'm like, do people not, is this show is not meant for anyone who's ever been on that flight or ever.
I don't think so. Or anybody who's been on any flight ever. Yeah. Like this
is unbelievable.
I'm like, I would report these people if they were like on my
FAA
flight.
Yeah,
I'm
like probably pissed.
Like, yeah, they're like, get these, like, these people can't work here. This flight attendant's got to be fired. This pilot's got to be fired. Get out of here, everybody.
So what you were saying about this, or the stripper flight, it's rumored that there's a stripper flight from LAX to Vegas, like Fridays, and they come back on Sundays, and it's like a fully booked flight full of strippers.
Yeah.
And every so often, like there's an empty seat and someone gets put on this flight and it's just full of strippers.
Oh, weird. Must be a surreal experience.
Yeah.
You're like, what's going on?
Like, why do all these beautiful women are on this flight?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, like people fly them into Vegas?
Because like strippers fly into Vegas on the weekend because they say like LA strippers can make more money on the weekend in Vegas. And then they fly back.
Got
it. But like that flight is like permanently booked.
Yeah. Yeah. But is it always the same people or is it like rotation?
No,
I wonder how it's like who,
Who books
these
flights?
I got all these questions. I know we don't have the answers.
Nope. MMA news. It looks like Donald Cerrone and Conor McGregor are fighting. But then someone tweeted out, like, oh, Anderson Silva versus Nick Diaz 2 would be an interesting fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Conor's like, I would fight Nate on that same card if that happened. Someone else reported that Nick Diaz is retired from fighting. Anderson Silva fought Israel Adesanya over the weekend. And it looked like a good fight. He took him the distance. But, I mean, Anderson Silva is still 43 years old. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. They got a lot of older guys that they keep having to hang around.
Like, everyone's wondering when. I was full on expecting Anderson Silva to announce his retirement after yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to lose by decision isn't the worst way to lose when you're that old. It was interesting over the weekend at UFC 234, I believe. Kevin Gastelum was supposed to fight Robert Whittaker. Saturday morning comes around. Robert Whittaker pulls out due to an abdominal hernia, which I've only seen happen in dogs, surgery videos. Do you know what happens?
No.
It's pretty crazy. Your ab muscles tear open and usually your intestines poke out.
Oh, geez.
Through there. So he went into surgery. And I guess Dana White was saying that the doctors said it's not very common in a young person. So it was very interesting. Yeah. Not too much interesting news on the UFC front. I forgot who. One of them, Robert Whittaker, Kevin Gastelum, said that UFC fighters are sorely underpaid. So.
Well, if you compare it to like boxing, like.
Yeah.
Sets up all their own deals.
That's the thing, is all those deals are set
That's
up.
That's kind of the thing that MMA, the top has a lot of control.
A lot
over
more
everything.
Control. So
that the only way to make money is if you're like McGregor and like
that's like the 0.1%.
Yeah, you have to get to the that big and just no one really is.
You have to get that big fast.
Yeah.
And you have to be like
and your window's probably
selling tickets.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm still surprised. Part of me surprised that Conor McGregor's window's still open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't, like, fallen off.
Yeah, me too.
Because, like, he did lose his last fight.
Yeah.
He lost against Mayweather.
He might be one fight away, though, or something.
No, because they said his contract.
I guess because his
Which they said isn't true, but.
At a point, he's going to have to book one he can win, though. He's going to have to win. Like, he can't lose two more in a row or something. I feel like that's crazy. Like, even if it's a perceived easy fight, he probably has to beat somebody.
He has to beat him in a glorious fashion, too.
Yeah. Yeah, just so he can keep the talk going.
Because he's beaten so many fighters in, like, such crazy ways.
Yeah.
That's it. Come back tomorrow for Weeviewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.